Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. Everyone is reminded to prepare your presentation for show and tell the fifth Sunday morning during BTU. Recite a scriptural passage or poem. Give a biography of an important and influential person. Share an important date or contribution in Black history. Cite the books of the Bible in the Old or New Testament. Or share some Baptist or Christian history, just to name a few things you can do. The more everyone participates, the better it will be. Our senior Christmas luncheon will be held Saturday, December the 14th at Hilltop, starting at 12 o'clock p.m. Be sure to spread the word around so our seniors can get there. We will be keeping the focus on Christmas where it belongs, which is on Jesus, this Christmas morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Invite and bring your family and friends to Christmas Day service and dress casual. Our watch night service this year will begin at 5 o'clock p.m. instead of 10 o'clock p.m. and will go until 7. We are trying something different this year in hopes that it will improve the year in worship experience. And now, just a few comments on yesterday's message, A Believer's View of the Cosmos. Cosmos is the Greek word we translate world in the Bible. However, world does not capture the full meaning of cosmos. World essentially has the meaning of the seen places in which we live and share a planet with other living and non-living things. But cosmos not only includes this, but everything that is. There are still things in our finite world that are unseen and discovered. How much more are unknown and unseen things in the cosmos, of which our planet is like a grain of sand? Christianity offers us a pathway to this unknown and unseen reality that we can't detect with our five senses. It is the place where God dwells, which is hidden from our detection. Yet we are not hidden from God. We can deduce hidden things from the things that are seen. It is not unreasonable to believe that we are being observed and heard. The important aspects of our life are recorded and saved somehow. For if we believe in prayer, then someone must be close enough to hear us, observe us, and help us in response to our prayer. Yet they remain unseen. If no one is there, there's no point to praying. Yet I, along with others, will testify to the power and viability of prayer. There are other seen examples, such as real thoughts, feelings, and emotions people experience, yet they themselves are unseen. They have no shape, color, weight, height, no sound or smell. They can't be touched and can't be seen. Yet they exist and inhabit our being. Paul says that the gospel of Jesus Christ is about these unseen things and the means of getting there. Our physical man or seen man comes under assault as we pursue the hidden place many call heaven. But the breakdown of the physical man is only building up the spiritual man and leads to the glory of eternal. So we must not focus on what we see, but on what we can't see, which are the hidden things of God contained in the cosmos. By focusing on what is seen, we will lose sight of what is important. By focusing on the unseen, we pursue that which is eternal and everlasting. Knowing then that someone is watching us who we can't see should make us all the more conscious about what we are being seen and heard doing, which affects our eternal destination. And this is why the way we view the world, or our worldview, is so important to what we believe is possible, which in turn affects our belief in the Bible as the word and promises of God. Look for our Sunday School preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School daily readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.